This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's pain-free Friday for all stolen out minutes on the market. Waxing it up, 100, 200. The bad, say the bird, ain't a bad, double with a bad. Adders, hanging over a bunch of bad, adder, bad, day, bad, law, bad, do, bad, bread, bad, it's such bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palatial. Right across the river through the woods from our granny. Loves to puff out on her back deck the Jilly Bean Hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed Travis, some kind of fashion jacket up, she do. All my finna come up, flood the party up. Rats on the west side, bebubs uptown, with the best is tattered, but brains splattered all over Manhattan, she do be jacket. Ooh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught some from Keith. Yeah, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, I'm with your boy Carver. Hi, this afternoon. Mavi is running in with Hayden Fry at LTN and Kansas City Mo, a birthday roll call. We've got a thick list today. Brandon Ingram, B.I., 25. Damon Arnett, 26. Will Hernandez, 27. Willie Adames, 27. Evan Ingram, 28. Christian Betancourt, 31. Matt Elam, 31. The Morris Twins, 33. Kai Forbath, 35. Gabby Sanchez, 39. Nick Hardwick, 41. Brian Westbrook, 43. Tommy Maddox, 51. Rich Aurelia, 51. Lennox Lewis, the champ, 57. Sam Mitchell, 59. Rex Hudler, 62. Eric Dickerson, legend, 62. Tony Alva, skateboarder, 65. Rick Manning, 68. Jimmy Connors, legend, 70. Harvey Catching, 71. Tiny Archibald, Nate, 74. Terry Bradshaw, legend, Hall of Famer, 74. Four Super Bowls in 6 years. Peter Uberoth, 85. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Number 17, Pitt got by West Virginia in the backyard brawl by 7. I was laying 7.5. Drag with the bad beat. We got it all for you, breaking it down. The winning pick 6. West Virginia coach Neil Brown didn't like the calls. Kenny Pickett was there unveiling the ACC championship banner at the place where the Steelers play. Penn State beat Purdue 35-31. I was getting 3.5 with Purdue. Lose by the hook. Drag. Sean Clifford with the winner in the final minute. Oklahoma State beat Central Michigan, but they didn't cover. Tennessee blew out Ball State, 59-10. Missouri beat Louisiana Tech, 52-24. Minnesota, 38. Tip over New Mexico State. Fresno over Cal Poly, 35-7. San Jose State beat Portland State, 21-17. We got the Lions share coming up. Plus, tonight's games, Illinois and Indiana in Bloomington, Indiana, Memorial Coliseum. TCU and Rado at Folsom Field in Boulder tonight. We got Western Michigan and Michigan State in East Lansing, Va Tech and Old Dominion, Temple Duke, Tennessee Tech and Kansas. We'll talk about all of Saturday's games as well, including Georgia and Oregon. We've got Notre Dame and Ohio State. We'll hear from Marcus Freeman and Ryan Day. Cincinnati and Arkansas. We'll hear from Nick Saban today. We got the rest of the weekend games, including Michigan and Colorado State, Oklahoma, UTEP, Arizona and San Diego State, Utah, Florida. That's going to be great. We'll even get into some Florida State, LSU, and Clemson, Georgia Tech. Hell of an engineer, and a drink my whiskey clear. Mets beat the Dodgers yesterday afternoon, 5-3. We've got everything for you, including Jake DeGrom wanting $50 million per year, allegedly, in his next contract, and he'll get it. Orioles beat the Guards 3-0. Cedric Mullins getting involved. Red Sox over the Rangers 9-8. I hit that as well. Hit the O's, hit the Red Sox. Rep Snyder with a walk-off hit. Braves, I hit over the Rockies 3-0. Strider 16-Ks. Ring the bell, Carver. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to Coast on a Friday. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? D-backs beat the Brewers 5-0. Christian Walker rings the bell for us, Carver. High. Mariners all over the Tigers yesterday afternoon, 7-0. White Sox over the Royals. Nats beat the A's. We got everything. Yanks call up their number two prospect. Nolan Arenado not planning on opting out of the final $144 million in his contract. Warriors Group wants to buy the Angels. We'll break down all of tonight's games around the majors. Plenty of money to be made. Jimmy G, happy to stay in San Fran City. Bada-ba-ya. Russell Wilson loves money, but winning comes first. Sure it does. We'll hear from him. Derrick Henry becomes the NFL's highest paid running back. Titans lose their top pass rusher, Harold Landry III, tore his ACL. He was their best. At sacks, tackles for loss, you name it. Dak Prescott looking to prove the doubters wrong. We'll hear from Dak. Mike McDaniels dropping F-bombs at the press conference. Beautiful. O.J. Howard signs with the Texans. Josh Gordon signs with the Titans practice squad. David Blau ends up with the Vikings practice squad. Josh Rosen, the Browns practice squad. We got everything. Plus the Ravens mascot done for the year. Your boy Poe. The mayor of Miami joins us today, Joe Ranieri. We'll break down all the college football for the weekend. I'll be on with Joe tomorrow, noon to 4 East on In-Game Live Saturdays. Can you imagine? Plus, we got your odds winning the East and NBA title after the Mitchell trade. Nick Kyrgios fine for his performance at the U.S. Open. Throwing a temper tantrum is nothing new. Venus and Serena ousted. Nadal still alive. We got UFC Fight Night Paris. Mafia's picks, all that's going to happen. Ken Sterling talking about the Colts and that Indiana game tonight. Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider as well. It's a Friday. Grab a freshie. It's Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I was getting out of the pool today after swimming laps, Carver High. There was an old lady there with a cane, and she wanted to have me, get out of the way so she could get in the pool and go into the lane next to me. And I said, I'm done, ma'am. You can have my lane. She said, what? I said, do you have the BetMGM app? You can bet $10 on any baseball game and get $200 if either team hits a home run. And she said, is that right? I said, yeah, just use the bonus code MLB2022. And then she said, get the Pharrell out of my way, which I thought was rude at that point. But she did download the app later when she got out of the pool and we hung out in the hot tub together.
Well, that's good. At least you got a little little hot tub action, and you got to provide the BetMGM app and the bonus code to everybody that's out there, especially to her. So nice job.
By the way, you know the story that's breaking right now, right? College football, 12-team playoff, boom, 2026.
I am about to tell you about that, yes. We will start with that. College football, last night, this weekend, it's all happening. But the Suits have finished up their crack, crab, and lobster, Scotty. They have gotten together, and they have decided to, yes, go with a 12-team college football playoff. It is expected to start in 2026. It is possible it starts before then, but there are a lot of details that need to be ironed out. for that to happen, although they do want to see it happen as soon as possible. Now, apparently this format, Scotty, will have the six highest-ranked conference champions and then six at-large teams. That is how allegedly they will fill this 12-team playoff. But finally, after years and years of nonsense, we are going to get go from 4 to 12 in the foreseeable future.
I mean, I think it's fantastic that they finally stopped with all the nonsense, the BCS, the college football playoff. I won't deny there's been good games, but there's been a lot of bad games as well. And I think now you're going to have an opportunity afforded you to have a good season and do something special and get one of those six at-large bids and then go get your ass ran in that tournament. But at least now, I still think the cream will rise to the top, but you will get, in my view, the 12 best teams in college football, hands down, every year in that tournament, just like the NFL ran it with a 12-team tournament for many years until they expanded. I think 12 is perfect. I don't know about you.
I think 12 is perfect, and I do like that they put that little, you know, that little clause in there with the six conference championships, because as we know, Scotty, there are five, as of right now, power conferences, as they like to say. That means that they are leaving a slot there for whoever the best team is out of the American, the Mountain West, all those group of five teams. And I think that's important. Yes, Cincinnati banged the door down last year, but usually every year there's at least one team out of all those conferences that it would be nice to see them get in there with the big boys at the end.
Why not? I mean, let's go. Let them in. Let's see what they're made of. They'll find out in short order what they're made of when they go up against the heavies. And you know it's going to be set up that way. Whoever gets in on that realm will get spanked.
For the most part, I'm sure that is, yes, going to happen. So we look forward to the 12-team playoff soon. Now let's talk about the now, Scotty, the first week, full slate of college football on display last night. A couple of outstanding finishes, including in the backyard brawl. Pitt beats West Virginia 38-31. Back and forth they go, Scotty. Tied late in the fourth quarter. MJ Devonshire, the pick six for the Panthers on ESPN.
Daniel's going to throw on first down, goes to the sidelines, has a man wide open, it's tipped, it's picked off, MJ Devonshire, Scott Bush, he's going to take it to the end zone, Pittsburgh takes the lead, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I like Matt Barry, I think he does a good job on ESPN, and obviously he needs some whiskey. Calling that pick game because he broke up like a little 15-year-old. But look, I think he does a great job calling a game. He and Lewis Riddick, it was an exciting game. It was violent. I have to say this. It really cost me. I lost that game by hook and the Purdue game by hook. And it was brutal, absolutely brutal for me as a bettor last night. Brutal. I mean, brutal. I mean, I thought I was going to get sick. That's how brutal it was. But I will say this. I thought West Virginia outplayed Pitt. I thought that they ran the ball down their throat. I thought that big receiver, you know, Ford, blah, 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 blah. I can't keep up with all of his long names. But your boy had some incredible catches. I thought the biggest one was when the ball got deflected at the end of the first half, 30 feet in the air, and Pitt would have picked that ball off and kicked a field goal and covered the first half 4.5. But they didn't get it because he jumped out of nowhere and caught it. He had all the touchdowns, all the big plays. And whoever the hell that kid number 12 was, that freshman running the ball, that guy looked like Eric Dickerson. He was absolutely on a freight train on the rails last night running the ball down Pitt's throat. I cannot believe Pitt won that football game.
Yeah, the receiver you're talking about is Bryce Ford Wheaton, who had the big night for West Virginia. He was all over the place. I thought the obviously critical moment of the game, and this is where I jumped in on it, when Brown punted on Pitt's side of the field, 4th and inches, up 7, gave Pitt back the ball. I went right on the app, Scotty. Boom, BetMGM. Plus 450 money line for Pitt. bang. They're losing this game. This guy's punting this football right here. Doesn't have the stones to go for it on fourth and inches. Sure enough, we cashed that ticket. Made up for me losing the 7.5. Getting back with the plus 450.
That's nice. In-game with the Panthers. Listen, that's beautiful. I'm glad you did that. I didn't because I was in on that 4.5 first half. And yeah, that went out the window. I thought on the ball that deflected in the sky, on a kid that broke his wrist when he tackled Daniels. Yep. I have to say this. Daniels was fantastic with good. Ford Wheaton all night. If they get that guy going and that running back and the other receiver 6'5", the third is 6 foot. 6 foot is not big to me. But the 6'4 and 6'5 receivers, as you know, I am a gigantic fan of anyone that has receivers 6'4 or bigger in the NFL or in college. And you see what happens. That guy last night dominated that football game. No one could stop him from doing anything. He did whatever he wanted. And whoever the hell that running back is, that kid has got a huge future. And it says NFL all over it. Did you see that guy running the football? He looked like Eric Dickerson. My God, he was a freight train.
He was excellent last night. Pitt ends up getting the win. Neil Brown also was upset about some of the targeting calls. I will say, the targeting stuff in college is painful, Scotty. I know they're trying to keep the kids safe. They're going over there to that headset every other play to look at these targeting calls. It makes the game 5 hours long. I know they want to get it right, but it makes the game just go on forever and lose flow.
Did you think the kid that he turned his back and used his shoulder on the one that they were going to throw the kid out from Pitt? I didn't think he hit him with his helmet. He turned his shoulder.
They got that one right. They overturning that was the right thing to do. That was not a targeting call. All right, after the lion's share, Scotty, we will get into the other great game last night, the Penn State last-minute touchdown to beat Purdue. The rest of the games, we got games tonight. We got games all weekend. We got a lot to do on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Jungle. This is The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM.
Carver, I'm assuming we made people boatloads of cash last night on the props because I was ringing the bell till I went to bed.
Certainly did, especially if you got on board for that Diamondback game last night, Scotty, where you had Merrill Lynch, Kelly go over. You had Christian Walker hit a homer at plus 375. You had the Diamondbacks and the under 7.5 at plus 250 that we gave you on the Lion's Share yesterday also. So that was a very, very good game for us. We also had Strider go way over his strikeout prop. I mean, the guy only had 16 strikeouts. Even though he lost, Shane, don't call me, Justin Bieber got over his number. It was a very good night on the Lion's Share, that's for sure. And now, since it's Friday, we will send you out to the weekend, a holiday weekend, the right way, with more winning tickets ringing the bell on the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Let's start with the strikeouts and Luis Castillo for the Mariners tonight, Scotty, against the Guardians in Cleveland this time. Remember, these two teams played last week. Mariners took 3 out of 4 from them at home. Now they go to the other ballpark. Castillo, look at his number. 5.5 tonight, Scotty. Plus 115 to the over, minus 165 to the under. Now he's over in 4 of his 5 starts since joining Seattle. In fact, if you want to extend that to Cincinnati, he's over this number in 11 of his last 12 starts overall. He faced Cleveland last weekend. He had a 10-piece against them. Let's go over the 5.5, Scotty, with Luis Castillo tonight.
Yeah, he lost to him with a 10-piece, and that was in Seattle. And I'm not only going to go with him to go over, I'm going to go with him to beat him tonight because I think Dan Plesac is awful.
Yes, your boy Zach, don't call me Dan Plesac, is going for the Guardians tonight. We will talk about him in a moment when we get to Tater Time. Next, Sandy Alcantara. Scotty, well on his way to a National League Cy Young Award at the end of the year. He is coming off a 10-strikeout performance against the Dodgers. His number's 5.5 tonight against Atlanta, minus 150 to the over, plus 105 to the under. Now, look, he had 10 against the Dodgers. He's been pretty split over the last few months, if you look. A lot of way overs, a lot of unders, the 5.5, too. But two starts against the Braves this year, 14-7 in those two starts. Over 5.5 for Alcantara tonight.
Yeah, I got to go over with this guy pitching. You know, every time he gets on the mound, something spectacular happens. But I still like the Braves tonight. Mm. But I do like him to perform at a high level. This is no different than, you know, going against DeGrom or, you know, seeing Scherzer strike out 11 and lose to the Rockies. I think Sandy can have a great game. We've seen him have a great game against the Dodgers and lose, have a great game against the Dodgers and win. So you never know what you're going to get, but I'll go over.
Next, we will take a shot with Lance McCullers tonight, Scotty, for the Astros facing the Angels out in Anaheim. Now, Lance has obviously only been back for a few starts here. This is going to be his fourth one since coming off the IL. 5.5 is the number, minus 120 to the over, minus 115 to the under. He is under in two of his three starts coming back, but Angels strike out a lot. Let's go over 5.5 with Lance starting to find his form after he's got some innings under his belt now.
Yeah, I just don't like his strikeout numbers. I'm going to go under. It's like every game he's right around, you know, five or less. I just am not feeling it for him tonight.
And finally, for the strikeout props, we will go to you, Darvish. Padres and the Dodgers this weekend. We know what happens when the Dodgers see the Padres, Scotty. It usually does not go very well for San Diego. Use number is 5.5 tonight. Over is minus 160. Under plus $1.15. Now, he's over 5.5 in 10 of his last 11 starts. What's the one start where he wasn't over the 5.5? It was against the Dodgers last time he faced them. Did face them earlier in the year in April and May, had 10-7 in those two starts against him. I'm confident in him. Big price, minus 160. Just gets over the number tonight with 6 or 7 strikeouts, Scotty.
Yeah, he gets 6 every time he pitches. I'm going to go over.
There you go. So a little over for you, Darvish, tonight. Padres will probably still lose, but you will get his strikeouts. Tater time on the Lion's Share. We will start at Fenway Park. Lots of runs last night between the Rangers and the Red Sox. We will look for that again tonight. We'll start with Rafael Devers, Scotty. And why? How about these numbers for Devers off of Dallas Keuchel, who absolutely stinks now, as you know. He's 6-for-7 off of Keuchel. Destroys him. Plus 450 for Rafi Devers tonight at Fenway. I love it. In fact, I'm also going to sprinkle Tommy Pham for the Red Sox, Scotty. He destroys Keuchel, too. 2-for-3 with a homer off him and a couple of other appearances. Plus 550 for Pham. I like a lot of Red Sox tonight.
Yeah, I just wanted to see in that game last night, in terms of the Rangers, I just want to look because, you know, I said yesterday the one thing that I didn't think Texas would hit a home run in that game, and they didn't. They never hit a home run at Fenway, and so I hit that last night. I'm with you on Devers. The guy owns
him. They blew an 8-3 lead.
They blew an 8-3 lead, and they did not hit a home run, and they lost, yep. And I was on the Red Sox and Rich Hill and hit that bet. I'm going to go with you on the over. I'm going to go with you on Devers knocking one over the wall.
Yeah, Keuchel stinks. So anybody that you want to go with tonight on the Red Sox, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it, Scotty. Next, we will go with the Polar Bear out at City. And why? Well, we got the Nationals coming into town. Alonso destroys the Nationals. Josiah Gray's going tonight off of a break. He hasn't pitched in 11 days. Plus 250 for the Polar Bear to start the party against Washington this weekend, where they'll probably beat him up all weekend long.
Yeah, I got no problem with Alonso. Give me a Marte Parte as well. He's been hitting them out this week, too.
He certainly has. He's been very good. I told you that we were going to go back to Zach, don't call me Dan, please, Zach, as he faces the Mariners tonight. Eugenio Suarez for the M's, Scotty, at plus 320. He's 2-for-12 off of Plesac. Both of his hits rang the bell, long balls. Let's get a third one tonight for Suarez at plus 320.
Yeah, we have to start getting on this guy because he hits them all the time. He's got a mammoth bat, home runs constantly flying out. I'll go with you on him tonight. Suarez time.
Suarez time, and we'll finish off the taters in that Dodger-Padre game, and we are going to go to Freddie Freeman. Wears out Yu Darvish. 7-for-19 and a home run against him. Good price for Freeman, +375. Dodgers back off the East Coast road trip. They always beat up the Padres. We'll go with double F tonight.
I got Freeman, Betts, and Justin Turner hitting them tonight. And then go back to that Seattle game. Sprinkle me some France and Julio.
Yeah.
Give me a little France Julio and hot. France, a double seesaw.
France has been very good. He's hit a bunch of homers in that series against Detroit. We can get him going in Cleveland this weekend as well. All right, game props for tonight. Said that I was going back to the Rangers and the Red Sox. Not going to try the Rangers tonight, but both teams to score four or more runs tonight at +160. It's gas can night at Fenway Park. Let's get a lot of runs. +160, both teams score four or more.
I mean, that would be easy money to me. Just looking at that, these two teams, they put up 17 runs last night. More of the same tonight. Keuchel's going to give up 8 runs himself.
I can't believe they're still running Keuchel out there. For the Rangers, it's amazing. They're just trying to get to the finish line. Next, Cardinals and the Cubs tonight. Jordan Montgomery on the hill. How about a Cardinal win at home against the Cubbies, and we stay under the 7.5. +210, Cardinals win under 7.5 with Monty going. +210 tonight.
Well, obviously, I love Montgomery, what he's done since he's been in St. Louis. And he's won me a lot of money betting on him, you know, going for, what, 5 straight now? So
yeah.
I think it is cards and the under because I got to tell you, Samson's not too bad either. I like that bet. It's going to be tough. It's going to be right around that number, but I'm going to stay under with you.
And finally, I'm going once again to this Dodger-Padre game. Dodgers win tonight because they always win against the Padres. And I lowered the total down to 6.5. Dodgers win and over 6.5 at +145. May is going for the Dodgers. Yu Darvish, of course, as we just discussed, for the Padres. Dodger win over 6.5.
Well, if I'm going to say all those guys on the Dodgers are going to get home runs, then I got to go over.
Yeah, look, I lowered it off. I mean, the total is actually 8.5. For the game, if you want to play it straight. Went with the all total, bumped it down a couple of runs to get that price at 145. So let's get it done tonight. The Lion's Share, Scotty, brought to you by BetMGM. Usually Friday nights is a good tater night for us. Let's ring the bell a few times here.
I mean, it's just ridiculous what we're doing in this segment every day. I mean, think about it. What day have we not made people a fortune on Lion's Share? Seriously. Since we started doing this thing, it's every night. It's one of the three departments, whether it's taters, K's, game props. Name one night we haven't made people money. I mean, it's every night. Every time I'm watching the games, I got you putting up tweets about ringing the bell for a home run. It's like every night. You even hit CJ Krohn. I mean, I have never seen anything like the amount of home runs you picked out of your arse with guys I've never even heard of. I mean, it never ends. I never heard of Christian Walker until you started making me money on him. And again, last night I said, I'm going with him just because you brought his name up again. And sure enough, he hit another one.
31 homers. 31 homers for Christian Walker.
That is your end.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, let's go back to that other bad beat for me last night in Ross-Ade at West Lafayette. What a game that was.
Another tremendous game opening up the Big Ten season. Penn State goes on the road, gets the win at Purdue, 35-31. Was not looking good, Scotty, for Penn State. Sean Clifford threw an absolutely brutal pick six that put Purdue up. But in the final minute, Redemption for Clifford as he finds Kavion Lee in the end zone in the final minute on Fox.
Clifford sprints out, lofts it up. Touchdown, Penn State! Unbelievable! Kavion Lee! Magical! With 57 seconds to go!
Oh, God. I almost had a heart attack. I mean, I mean, to lose both of those games by a hook, I mean, that just doesn't happen to me that often. It was terrible. It was an atrocity. I'm dyspeptic, distraught, livid, terse, out of hand. My mouth was filled with foul language all night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people also were filled with foul language, Scotty, if they had Oklahoma State last night. They had a 51-15 lead in that game against the Chippewas, and the final ended up being 58-44. So the Chippewas end up covering. That's tough. When you're up 51-15 in the third quarter and you're laying that 21 or 22, whatever you got, you figure you're probably in good shape. That was another tough night if you had Oklahoma
State. It was bad beat city last night.
Yeah, it certainly was. Spencer Sanders throws for 4 touchdowns for the Cowboys, runs for 2 more. Mike Gundy gets his 150th win as a head coach. Good for him. Tennessee beats Ball State 59-10. Hendon Hooker and the Vols, Scotty, laying it up on Ball State. They had no problem covering. Mizzou beats Louisiana Tech 52-24. That hurt me. I did have a lot of Tech last night. Minnesota beats New Mexico State 38-0. I think that game, Scotty, played out exactly as we talked about it yesterday. Minnesota's gonna, you know, they're gonna run the ball. They're gonna get their points. They're not gonna allow any points. Probably was a good under, which I did hit at 52.5. Good opening game for the Gophers, even though they played an awful team.
I mean, New Mexico State is, you know, at the point where they should just fold up shop with football. Yeah, that's how bad they are. It's so embarrassing. It's year after year after year after year. I don't even know why they have a football program. I mean it.
They are awful. Awful. So Minnesota off to 1-0. Fresno State beat Cal Poly late night 35-7. No cover for them there. San Jose State had to struggle with Portland State 21-17. That was the final. Arizona State also beat up Northern Arizona in the late night hours for you, Scotty. So that was Thursday night. Let's get to tonight. Friday night football. We continue the start of the college football season. And Scotty, give it to me. I haven't heard it since college basketball. Please, as we get ready for Illinois and Indiana tonight, give me the fight song coming through the tunnel in Bloomington tonight.
Are you? Fight. Oh, Indiana. Oh, Indiana. Oh, Indiana. We're all for you. We will fight for the cream and crimson in the battle with tried and true. Oh, Indiana.
Full version.
We're all for you. You like that?
There you go. The full version to start the college football season. And your Indiana Hoosiers, 1.5-point favorites against the Fighting Illini in Bloomington tonight. 46.5 is the total. Are we behind the Hoosiers tonight?
Yeah, I saw it go down today. You could have got it at a pick'em today in a couple of spots for sure. I saw it with my very own eyes. So one way or the other, I was on the pick. With Indiana or the money line at -$1.20.
There you go. The other game of some significance tonight, out west, the late night 10 p.m. Eastern kickoff, TCU starting a new era with Sonny Dykes as the head coach, coming over from SMU. Colorado, who's expected to be one of the worst Power 5 teams in football this year. They're at home in Boulder, getting a 13.5 piece from the Horned Frog, Scotty, 58.5 the total tonight.
Well, I mean, TCU went to Sonny Dykes because it was the end of the road for Mr. Patterson in Dallas. But I got to tell you, they had a lousy team last year, and that's why they fired him finally. It was kind of the end, the final chapter. But Sonny Dykes has been known to have quite the offensive game plans and schemes, and they light it up and score all these points. So I think everyone's buying into Sonny Dykes running up the score on Colorado. They're playing at Folsom Field in Boulder. Two touchdowns. Forget that 13 and a hook. It moved to 14 today. I'm grabbing two touchdowns with Colorado. I just do not believe in either team. I think that this is going to be a better game than some blowout. All the analysts think it's going to be easy for TCU to go into Boulder when everybody's just high as absolute Pharrell. I mean, they are going to be smoking fat doobies in that stadium and drinking beer and whiskey out of a flask. You saw that crowd in West Lafayette last night. How rabid were those kids? They were on drugs. Yeah. I mean, they were lit. And same thing in Pittsburgh. What a scene that was. What do you think they do in Boulder? Believe me, they smoke better weed out there. That is going to be crazy tonight. Give me the two touchdowns at kickoff with Colorado. I still think TCU wins the game on the money line.
Yeah, with all this TCU love, Scotty, I'm starting to think that by 10 o'clock tonight, I'm going to get myself a little bit more than two tutties. I mean, I might get 14 and a half by the time we get to kickoff tonight. So I'm kind of waiting in the weeds to see if I can get that number, because I'm with you. I don't think that this is going to be as blowout city as a lot of others do tonight in Boulder. Okay, here's the rest of the games on the Friday night slate for you tonight. Mel Tucker and the Spartans start their season against the Broncos of Western Michigan at home, laying three touchdowns. Vatek and Old Dominion, points have gone down here. This was 8.5 the other day, down to 6.5. The game is at ODU. We've got Temple and Duke tonight as well in Durham. Jeez, that's a tough one. And Kansas, who can never beat anybody, but with they have Tennessee Tech coming into town, Scotty, maybe they can. There you go.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't go near that with a 10-foot pole trusting Kansas to lay 30 and a hook, okay? So don't go there. Just ignore that. I'm not going to go near that Eastern Michigan spread. I know you didn't have that up there. That's another game tonight I want no part of. But here's the deal. I like Vatek laying 6. I got it at 6. If they can't beat Old Dominion, you know what they should do? They should go to church. They need to find God, because honest to God, you got to beat Old Dominion. I don't care what anybody says. And then I know a lot of bettors moved on Western Michigan this morning. It went from 21 to 20 and a hook. I still believe I use the old theory that no kid from Western Michigan got an offer to go play at Michigan State. So they're all angry young athletes that just aren't as big and strong and fast as the kids that end up in the Big Ten at Michigan State. Mel Tucker had a great team last year. If they can't come out and beat that ass, then something's wrong with the world. Give me the Spartans and lay the 20 and a hook.
I also didn't get that William and Mary catching 4 at that awful Charlotte team tonight as well, Scott. You got that
without their quarterback. William and Mary might beat them tonight. And remember, I had FAU last week, and they spanked that ass.
They certainly did.
Charlotte
one
is
to
awful.
Keep an eye on. William and Mary against the Niners tonight.
Get that in game, Mike. In game.
Yeah.
In game on that. In game on Colorado. And then, you know, the Duke game, I didn't mention. Duke and Temple, scared to death to lay 9.5. Duke sucks in football.
I kind of want the points. I got 9.5 points in a game like that. Both teams suck. Give me Temple.
I laid it.
Because I'm getting a little
bit more. I laid the 9.5, but I don't trust Duke. You know, that's my dad up in heaven giving me the business today. I wanted to grab the 9.5, and he's like, Junior, don't you dare. Don't you dare take that 9.5. That's what I heard today
from
above.
Don't bet against Duke.
I thought someone was in the house, but I was hearing voices. It may have been TR.
Let's get to Saturday. Tomorrow, Scotty, the first full Saturday of the college football season. Some huge matchups. We'll start with the defending national champions, the Georgia Bulldogs. They will kick things off in Atlanta at Mercedes against the Oregon Ducks. Here is Kirby Smart to get us going, Scotty. He likes that his team is playing a top team like Oregon to start the season and not a cupcake. Here's Kirby.
It's awesome playing these kind of games. You know, I think they're obviously a very well-respected program, well-liked program. Recruits love the infatuation with the uniforms and Nike and all the stuff it means. So it's a,
yeah,
it's
a big stage to be on.
And certainly I'm sure it's mutual for them. You know, it's an opportunity.
He just
said
that they dress well.
Your national exposure.
That's what he said.
National recruiting.
Who cares what they look like? Here's the deal. That's for girls. All I know is, and you heard me, Oregon went into Columbus last year and beat Ohio State. So what makes you think they can't give Georgia a game in Atlanta? I mean, I understand that Georgia won the national championship. As a sharp friend of mine likes to say to me, that was last year. The whole team went to the NFL. The entire team is gone. So they all brag like they're going back to the college football playoff with every player went to the NFL. I won't be surprised in the least if they don't even sniff that playoff. I'm not buying it that they're just going to reload and win every game and blow everybody out. I won't be surprised at all if Oregon gives them a game. I am concerned about Oregon after losing Cristobal, this Lanning guy, whatever. All I know is they give everyone a game. Oregon is in every game like that they play, aren't they? They're tough. They mean business. That should be a great game in Atlanta. That might end up being the best game of the weekend.
Dan Lanning is the new head coach. Of course, he was the Georgia defensive coordinator last year, Scotty, on their national championship.
Another edge.
He takes another edge. He takes over for Cristobal. He knows what the spread is, Scotty, and he does not care of how big an underdog Oregon is because the people who make the lines aren't playing in the game. Here's Dan.
Is that right?
You know, we don't really bother ourselves with the opinions of others, right? Nobody in Vegas is going to play in this game, right? Our players are going to play in the game. So we know what everyone, you know, thinks of our team, and that's okay by us, right? Our goal is to go out there and play the best game we can possibly play. But that's going to have zero effect on this game. What other opinions, you know, the opinions of others is not going to matter.
Yeah, it is, actually, because more people are going to bet on it that are, like, in the game we're in than that are going to play in that game. Or that more people will bet on that game than will watch that game. Okay, so, Dan, you need to catch up with how the world works now. Everyone and their brother bets, including my grandmother, and she's dead.
17.5 is the number.
Too many
points. I'm taking the 17.5 with the Ducks. I don't care that the game's in Atlanta. I'm taking
the points, watch
guys.
This. Watch the end game when they score a touchdown and everybody starts turning their heads in Atlanta. Like, what's happening here? You know what I mean? What's going on here? What's that? Someone steal my car?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so what's Marcus Freeman saying as he's going back to his alma mater to bend over?
That's it. The other big game this weekend, Scotty, a top five matchup in the horseshoe between the Irish and the Buckeyes. Marcus Freeman officially coaches his first game as the Notre Dame head coach, facing Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. He's going back to Columbus where he played. He's not worried about stuff like that, Scotty. He just wants to win.
The emotions you have is like, man, we get to go play a great team, right? You get to go play in a great hostile environment. You know, and
what a blast.
That's to me where the emotion, okay, like any competitor, you get those butterflies, you get that excitement about going into a place like that and going to compete against a great program like Ohio State. And so that to me is the focus, but how do you make sure that you can keep it contained and focus on the things that matter, right? And that's the preparation. The preparation is what matters. That's what we can control from now until Saturday, is how we prepare. And we got to be very intentional. We got to have a great week of preparation.
So they blew the Fiesta Bowl. Should have won that. Yep. Blew it. Now they're playing Ohio State. You know they're not winning that game. So he loses his first two games. They keep saying it's his first game because one was a bowl game and this is a regular season game. Let me tell you what, you're 0-2 at Notre Dame. I mean, they are going to turn on this guy like no one's business, and you know I'm right. They will turn on him by Sunday. He's going to start getting bashed all over South Bend and on that campus. They're going to turn on this guy 0-2. That's all they know.
especially if this game turns out like a lot of other games the Irish have had with teams like Ohio State and Alabama over the last 10 years. If they're non-competitive in this game, Scotty, that is going to be a big problem for Marcus Freeman on Sunday, as you just said. We will come back and hear from the Ohio State side. Ryan Day, foaming at the mouth, Scotty, to get back on the field after losing to Michigan last year. The Irish are their first test tomorrow night.
I just think that kid Buckner is going to poop his pants before this game. He really is. I don't know how he's going to complete a pass.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.